Well, good morning, and greetings in Jesus' name. I'm glad to be here this morning. I don't know if I'm glad to be up here, but I'll try to do my best. Start out with, Andy kind of made it known to me that it's my responsibility to keep you awake this morning, so we'll try to do that. We'll try to do our best. But Darcy, you thought I only picked on you, but I pick on other people. Well, greetings. Glad to be here. This is something I shared at our home congregation probably 4 or 5 years ago. And it started out on being more than a conqueror. And how do we, I was reading these verses, and this was a long time ago, but let's turn to Matthew 6:31 a while. And I was thinking about these verses, and this is where this, it's nothing new, being more than a conqueror, but let's read 31 to 34. Therefore, take no thought. I had added some more verses. This is not the conquer part, but I'm just going to read these two. Forgot about them. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And I just wanted to start out with that, because so often my life does revolve around what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink next or whatever, and you know, it's kind of your clothing and how you're clothed, and that's a lot of our thoughts. But let's go to Romans now. I'm sorry, getting the confusion there. Romans 8, 35 to 39. That's kind of where what I was thinking of earlier, being more than conquerors. And if you start at 35 there, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loveth us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And verse 37 is kind of what I was talking about. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors. And maybe you've been struck by that many times, but when I put this together, I was really struck with that, more than conquerors. And I got thinking about, am I more than a conqueror, or am I happy just to conquer? You know, we get done with our week or whatever, and we say, well, we made it through another week. We read our Bible. We talked, and that's all good. And we conquered. There's a lot of things we conquered. But sometimes I think we limp into church on Sunday morning and just are barely a conqueror. Are we more than conquerors this morning? Am I more than a conqueror? You know, if we had two countries fighting against each other in war, and two big countries, large armies, and they fought, and they fought, and they fought, and it seems like that's going on in this world today. And at the end of the war, there was one soldier left on one side. But he was shot in the leg. He barely made it through, but they took over the other country. They had one soldier left. You could say he conquered. They conquered. Is that how we limp in this morning? I hope not, but are we just conquering, or are we more than conquerors? And how do you be more than a conqueror this morning? You know, are we so beat up by the battles of this life that we just limp in with one good leg? So I think we're called to be more than that. Each of us to be more. Give everything we have to serve the Lord. Be victorious. And let his wants and ways work through our lives, and that we're blessed in that. Now let's turn to John. This is John 6, and we'll read 5 to 14. And this is a very, very familiar passage. And thinking on this, I ended up at these verses somehow, and I don't know how exactly, and got thinking about these verses, and so I want to share some more on that. So John 6, verse 5, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did say this of a true truth, that a prophet that should come into the world. Very familiar story. Here they are, lots of people, they need food, they're in the middle of the wilderness, they're out. And Jesus asked, and you know, it says he tried him. He said, if you look into that tried, you know, he was testing him to see what he would say, you know. And he said, basically we're here in the middle of nowhere. And then Andrew said, well, there's a lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I was thinking about that this morning, and I said, that Andrew, the disciple Andrew, was a lot of like Jonathan Erb. He noticed the food. But somehow he noticed that there was 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he knew how many there were. Was he hungry? Probably. Do you think they looked good? Probably did. I don't know. Did he think Jesus was going to do another miracle? I don't know that. But I do know what he noticed. But he also said after that, what are they going to do among so many? So it's almost like he didn't have faith either. It's just like, or he didn't know that what Jesus could do with just such a small amount. But I can imagine Jesus told Andrew, he said, go get him, bring him to me. And how did he know that the lad was going to give him up? Now, if you think about this, this boy had probably walked, I did some, that lake or sea, whatever you want to call on it, was about 13 miles long and about 4 miles wide. So they're in the backside. I'm guessing that he walked around 6 miles. That is a guess to get there. He had to carry that all the way there. That was what is provided for him to eat. And he had brought it. And thinking about our own lives and how we, my life, I work for something. I got it. It's mine. But what would have happened if this lad, this boy, would have said, you know what? I helped Dad shovel the ground, till the ground. I was out there with a pick and a shovel, maybe, planting this barley. We spent a lot of time. We maybe had to water it. There was a lot of blisters, a lot of sweat. I had to pull the weeds on that barley field to grow that barley. Maybe they had to put fertilizer, manure on that field when they planted it. I used a lot of my summer vacation just to grow that barley that these loaves were made out of. Then I had to help my dad cut it and bind it and thrash it. Carried it all the way to the barn. You think about the fish. Maybe him and his dad were up all night the night before dragging their nets and they only caught a few small fishes. I don't know. There's a lot of work put into that food. Plus, I carried it all the way here. Plus, my mom made me this lunch because she wanted me to have enough energy to get back home, too. No, you can't have my 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's all I got. And I worked hard for it. It wasn't just given to me. I helped do this. Andrew had noticed how many there were, and I think he gave all of them to him, or I'm sure he did. But maybe he just said, I need to save 1 loaf and 1 fish for on the way home. Because I got to walk 6 miles back home, yeah. But I think he gave it all to Jesus. Now, if you read down a little further, he said 200 pennyworth, and this was about 5 years ago, I think I did this research, but wouldn't even feed very little this crowd. And it says found 5,000 men, but we know that there was probably women and children there. But if you look at the 200 pennyworth, that was an average year's wage back then. And I think that's why I use that number. That was an average year's wage. Well, when I put this together, I looked, and the average wage in the U.S. was $52,000. So if you took $52,000, and let's say there was 10,000 people, that would be $5.20 a person. I don't know their cost for food and all that at that time exactly, but that makes me to believe that there was, and they said that was a small amount, wouldn't even feed them very much. That makes me believe there was about 10,000 people there. That Jesus fed. How often do we hold back just one fish? Do you think if he would have held back one fish, put it in his pocket, that the crowd would have all been blessed? I believe very much that Jesus could have blessed, still turned it in to feed all of them. But I don't know. I had to think about that. How many fish are we holding back? How many loaves of bread are we holding back for our own? Because we work so hard for it. And we deserve it. We deserve it for on the way home. We need that. Maybe it's your money. Maybe it's your truck. Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your kids. I don't know. What are we holding back? But I know this much, that if you give it all to Jesus, he can do powerful things with it. He can bless a lot of other people. If we give everything. I don't know how many people would have been blessed that day if he didn't give that everything in that lunch or didn't give any of that lunch. He didn't have to give any of it. It was his lunch. He could have said, no, I carried it. Think about it like this. He carried it, let's say, in a sack lunch. And he maybe carried it with one hand or whatever, but I like to think of it, he carried it with both hands. And he carried it 6 miles around that lake, tightly held, gripped on, and he had 2 fishes and 5 loaves when he left. And when he got there, he had 2 fishes and 5 loaves. It didn't multiply. What happened when he gave it to Jesus? And how much of that did he take back home? Children, what happens when you bring home all your lunch? He didn't eat any of it. Well, he had more left over than he could carry home. Simply because he was willing to give it to Jesus. giving everything we have, and that's not easy. It's not easy for me. Giving everything we have to Jesus can bless us more than we can carry home. Do we have the faith of the young lad to give it to Jesus that he was going to be fine anyhow? But I do know if he'd have kept a fish in his pocket, that fish wouldn't have got multiplied. I do know that. So what are we keeping in our pocket? God won't multiply what you don't give to him. And he didn't multiply it until it was given to him. And think of how many people were impacted that day because of the miracle Jesus did with that. Maybe 10,000 people were impacted. How many times that was multiplied? If it took 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed one lad, how many loaves and fishes was multiplied if it was 10,000 people there? A lot. And there was left over. How many times can God multiply things that you have? And I'm not just talking about money, but everything we give to him can be multiplied. How many times can he multiply it if we just let him have it? But when we hold it in the bag, he don't multiply it. When we don't give it to Jesus. Think of releasing everything you have worked for and just giving it to God. Are we hindering his work, his goals, his desires because of our own desires? Because we want to be fed. We want that lunch for on the way home. You know, Abraham put his own son, only son, on the altar. The widow put her 2 mites in the offering. Moses gave his inability to speak, his disability, whatever you want to call it, to God. It was hard for him, but he did. God made him one of the greatest leaders ever. So this morning, are you giving your 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Are you keeping a couple for yourself? Are you happy to just conquer, just limp in on one leg? Or do you want to be more than conquerors? In the NLT, Romans 8:37 says, "No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." By faith, by having faith to give all, what do you end up in your lunchbox with? Are you willing to become more than a conqueror this morning? Let's kneel for prayer. Lord, we're blessed to be here. We're blessed with your word. Help us to just give everything to you and not hold back for ourselves, Lord. It's so easy for us to do. It feels like we work for things and they're ours, but they're yours, Lord. Just be with this congregation in a special way this week and help them to grow in you, Lord. We just ask this all in your name. Amen.